When the woman came to Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه, she says, "Oh Abu Huraira, إني زنيت وقتل إني زنيت وولد وولدت وقتلته." She says, "Oh Abu Huraira, I committed zina. Thereafter, I fell pregnant. I gave birth to a child and then I murdered my own offspring. Halli min tawbah, is there any tawbah for me? Will my Allah forgive me?" Abu Huraira says to her, "How can Allah forgive such a heinous crime?" This woman, screaming and crying, she goes away. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala thinks to himself, "I gave a fatwa. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is with us. I did not ask him his opinion. Let me check if I had said the correct thing." And he goes in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears this, he becomes upset and angry with Abu Huraira radiallahu. "Oh Abu Huraira, have you not read the kitab of my Allah? والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما." Oh Abu Huraira, did you not read the kitab of my Allah? That person who makes shirk, that person who commits murder, that person who makes zina, if he dies in this condition, he will go into the punishment of Allah forever. Illa man tab, except the one that makes tawbah, brings iman and does good deeds, my Allah says, not only will I forgive him, not only will I forgive him, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ, my Allah says, I will change his evil deeds. The door of Tawbah is open. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? Come back to your Allah. How much longer are you going to make war with Allah? How much longer are you going to defy the commands of your Allah? Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Innahu huwa al-ghafuru rahim. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. One occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered Sahaba. And he said, in Bani Israel there were two people. One was regarded as the most greatest abid amongst the Bani Israel, the greatest worshipper. And the other one was a sinner. Every wrong possible he was doing. One day in the company of that abid, that sinner was mentioned. That abid said, "La yaghfirullahu la," Allah will never forgive him. Nabi Sassam says, on the day of judgment, Allah will call these two people. And Allah will address the abid. "Alam ta'alam anni arhamur rahimeen. Alam ta'alam anna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi." Don't you know that I am the most merciful of all those who show mercy? Didn't you know that my rahmat is greater than my anger? Why did you say to that person, "I will never forgive him"? Allah will say to that abid, "You go to Jahannam," and that sinner Allah will put him in Jannah. Allah's mercy is such, now one tear of nadamat and regret if it is shed now. Jibreel comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, "O Nabi of Allah, the malaika write down the amal of your ummah. They do not write down the tears of your ummah." So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks him, that, "O Jibreel, why are the tears of my ummah not written down?" Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel says to him, "Inna dam'at al-wahida, inna dam'at al-wahida min ummatik."
كلنا خطاؤون وخيرنا التواب.
This is one tear of regret, one asu of nadamat, one tear of repentance of your ummah will wipe out oceans of the fire of Jahannam. Oceans of the fire of Jahannam. The malaika will not be able to write down the tears of your ummah. Allah's doors of mercy are open. Allah is waiting. Yabna Adam,
لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. O son of man, O son of Adam, O insan, if you sin and sin and sin till the whole of Durban is blackened with your sins, then the whole of Natal is blackened, and then the whole of South Africa is blackened, and then the whole of Africa, one person goes on sinning and sinning and sinning and trampling on the orders of Allah one by one till this whole earth is filled with your sins. And then you go on sinning and sinning till the sins rise up and rise up and rise up. Hatta balagat anana sama, until it reaches right up till the heavens. Thumma staghfartani, then once you turn to your Allah and say, oh my Allah, forgive me. Oh my Allah, forgive me. Ghafartu laka wala ubali. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah says, I will wipe away all your sins and it will not matter to me. So merciful. What greater zulm, what greater injustice, what greater oppression can there be when that wife has become more important, and the child has become more important, and the business has become more important, and the wealth has become more important, and the affluence has become more important, and the possessions have become more important, and the desires have become more important, and the right of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been forgotten.
كلنا خطاؤون وخيرنا.